Okay, today's daf is daf Samach Beis, special daf for Saba Drash. And we began yesterday. I'm sure you won't mind if we begin once again, start over, because we just sort of threw in the end of the sugya to make sure we get into Shvira Salufas and Shivas and Batamas. We'll start again from the two dafs on the daf. So we have a machlokes. What is the dinner period of a rivya? Beit Shammai Omrim Shnei Zecharim. Rashi learns that means bedavka. In other words, each one is docha in the pshat of the other. There's a machlokas rishonim, actually, a three-way machlokas rishonim, the two other shitas other than Rashi, as to whether Beit Shammai is davka and Beit Hillel is saying even zacharon nekeva, which is the way the Yerushalmi understands it also, because otherwise it would be Beit Hillel chumrah, which can't be yotzi unless you have zacharon nekeva. And others learn just the opposite. There's a das, that learns that it's literally the opposite. That Beit Hillel is daf, can be Shammai saying afilu shnei zecharim. But certainly you could be yotzi v'zocher nekeva. So we said yesterday, we're on one line up from the bottom, my tam ayo de Beit Shammai, afilu mi Moshe, dechti b'nei Moshe gershom ve'eliezer. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekayim, the mitzvah period of a rivya, apparently because he no longer continued to attempt to reproduce. He wasn't with his wife, which must have meant that he held that he was already Mekayim the mitzvah. Whereas Beit, and he only had two sons. Beit Hillel learns out b'briyato shel olam, at creation, we find that God was talking about Biri of Arivia, and he had a male and a female. And why doesn't Beit Shammai learn from there? Beit Shammai, little Fimi Briyato Sholem, he says, well, it's a little hard to do it any other way. Ein danin efshar, mishi efshar. Obviously, we're the only people that are available for Biri of Arivia, as Adam and Chava. Now, you certainly are going to have a hard time making do without a male and a female. But after you already have a world population, so then you don't need to learn from Briyato Shel Olam. Ubeit Hillel Nami Lil Fomi Moshe. Why doesn't Beit Hillel learn from Moshe? And it's an interesting point that Beit Shammai is saying, because I mean, the fact that there are other females in the world is only because people are reproducing. I mean, so you need the Zachar v'Nekeva anyway. What's really the logic to say, well, the world is full of females anyway. The world is full of males also anyway. As Rashi says, Nekevot Arbei Bo'olam. What is that as opposed to Nekevot Arbei? I mean, clearly the idea of not having simple replacement value in terms of one's life in the world. We're talking about having two, period of Arivia. So the idea over here is specifically in terms of the kivshua, apparently. In other words, there's an inyan, not of necessarily biology. That's what Beit Shammai is saying. When it comes to biology, I understand that biology requires a zachar v'nekeva. But right now it's a matter of statistics. It's not a matter of biology. There's plenty of women out there. That's not the issue at all. We understand that the world will continue simply because people do reproduce. So it doesn't really matter whether I give you a mitzvah to reproduce. It's not your responsibility to see necessarily that biologically the world goes on. So therefore we need to understand the nature of the period of Arivia is in terms of something else. Perhaps direction, kibush, the idea of a particular vision, your input into the world, that's something else. As long as it has statistically what to rely on, that it will be able to keep the world going. And that, yeah, there's plenty of women out there, as Rashi puts it. And otherwise, we should do the other way around. Here's the biology. You know, all we need is one male, and we could have a whole world full of females and have a much better job getting children made than if we do it by having a lot of males and less females. Beit Hillel, why doesn't he learn it out from Moshe? He says, you can't learn anything out from Moshe because we know that Moshe paskin for himself because of Kavachomer that we saw yesterday, we'll review it again, that because specifically of the mitzvah that he had by being Korav Lashina, that he needed to stop reproducing. But that wasn't necessarily that he held that this was the mitzvah, we had completed the mitzvah. And therefore, you can't say it. Tosfos, what do you mean? It's midaita. I thought he made a kavachomer. We saw yesterday, he made a kal v'chomer that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu asered Yisha la Yisha, so then it would apply to him anyway. Because it says, but you can't say that it's literally a kal v'chomer, because it's obvious to be able to ask from a one-time event to a permanent situation a bittul of a mitzvah. I mean, we even have that lahalach when it comes, let's say, to Talmud Torah. So normally we say, yivatel mi talmudo, and do the mitzvah that's over it. But as the Rambam says over there, v'yachzor la talmudo. So you have something that's going to be a permanent bittul, it takes on a completely different surah in terms of the psak. So, I mean, how does he know the kal v'chomer mevatel mitzvah? A period of Arivia totally. That's why it says Al Tabidai Teyudi of it. Because he can't rely 100% on that Kal v'chomer even the Vat of the Mitzvah if he holds that you're not Yotzi the Mitzvah. Yeah, we'll get to that. The Tank. Shalosha Devarim Asa Moshe Midato Viskima Dato Ledaata Makom. There were three things that Moshe Rabbeinu had done, ostensibly on his own. It turned out that what he did was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzon. First of all, Piresh Min Aisha. Secondly, Shibra Haluchot. And third, Hosif Yom Echad Midato to the number of days that were required for Prisha before Kabbalat HaTorah. Piresh Min Aisha, where did he get the idea you should do such a thing? My Dorash. Omar. My Yisrael Shalot Ibrahim Ahem Shechina Ela Lefi Sha'a. If Klal Yisrael, the Shechina only spoke to that one time, the Kavala Emzman, which seems to mean he made an appointment. And nonetheless, Amrat Torah, Al Tikshur Lisha, Anishim Yuchat Dibur Bechor Sha'a V'Sha'a. I, who have a chiyuv, a potential at any moment of speaking to the Shechina. And not only that, V'lo Kaval Yizman. So Lachat Kama V'Kama. I mean, he didn't make an appointment. The Tosfos says, I mean, this doesn't make any sense. If anything, the appointment tends in the opposite direction. If you're giving me an appointment, so then I know vadai that at this time I have to be tahor. But if you're not giving me an appointment, so maybe mitzara sofek, I don't have to be mitzahir. I mean, literally, it seems to be very strange, but it means the opposite. So Tosfos learns the pshat of Yiras Kavalim Zman that despite the fact that it would have been possible to have Bnei Yisrael tahorim from any problems of carry, that was the only problem. We weren't makpid on the tumas. By being table that day. So why did we need 3 days? We needed 3 days because of a suffix. That maybe a woman would be poleta chichvat zera that was still viable and would be metame. But that's a suffix biyama. So that's what he's saying. So you see that mitzad has suffix, even that suffix of plita, so that it was required to keep 3 days in order to. So then if that's the case, I'm always in a matzav of suffix because of the fact that maybe it'll be b'shas tashmish mamish, which actually turned out to be the case when HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to Aaron and Miriam just to show them that they didn't have a right to speak about Moshe. So, therefore, the kavali zman means something entirely different than what it appears to, says Tosfos. Actually, it means the idea of sveikus, that the sveikus are mechuyev also to be Mizrahi. So there, halachat kama v'kama. So Tosfos answered, if that's the case, so what exactly happened over? How do we know that he was Pirish Midaita, first of all? We only know that there's a pasuk. What gives us the idea that he was Pirish Midaita? Well, it says Beferish, Da'atapo Amodi Madi, because we just saw that he skimmed that all that makom shenem alech emor lahem shuv lachem lo alechet vata poam odim adi. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, you stay on. What do you mean, yes, you stay on? Maybe just you stay on, not yes, you stay on. So what made them think that what makes the Gemara think that it was parish bidaite? So Tos says it must be that he was parish midaite, because otherwise, why would they have been angry at him? In other words, he must have immediately figured this out on his own. That's the pshat. So as soon as now he heard Al Tikshur Elisha, so he immediately made the Kal V'chomer, oh, if there's an Isra of Al Tikshur Elisha, so then this Kal V'chomer is immediately called, whether the mitzvah actually took place yet or not. So it was at that point that he moved out of the house. So then, If that's the case, it means he did it on his own. So therefore they were angry at him. How can you be angry at him if you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is basking? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, this is an amazing Tosfos. He says, how can you be angry if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you? That's the Datapa Amodim Adim. He answers Tosfos, God always tells you what you want to hear.
Well, how would they know? They wouldn't have to know that Hashem told them.
No, there's a pasuk in the Torah. What do you mean?
In Torah.
No. But it's a pasuk in the Torah. I mean, it's something that he was malamed. It's not. Was it hidden?
No. And Hashem told him.
Of course. I mean, he's giving over what he was told. He says, "Shuvulachem lo aleichem," and this is what I was told. Shuvulachem lo aleichem. But I'm supposed to stay here. That they knew.
Saying, even though it was only Niskala later, everybody then would have known it.
It wasn't only Nisgala later. He had to tell them, Vatem Shuvu Lachem Lo Alecha. That was part of what he told them, that I'm in this matzav and you're in that matzav. I mean, otherwise, what he's telling them in mitzvah, he's not Mekayim. He told them the Pasuk Beferish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, Shuvu Lachem Lo Alecha. So if that's the case, that's the Lecha Morlech. Okay, you have to go tell them. I mean, where the pasuk is said is irrelevant. I mean,
it's the second half of the pasuk. He had to tell them Shuvu Lachem Lo Alecha.
Because otherwise, I mean, that's why it's put together. I mean, it's reasonable. That doesn't even question.
Doesn't it say they first picked it up when Tzipora?
That he answers. He says, "Why did? If that's the case, why didn't they get angry right away?"
Oh.
Because they didn't know right away that he had done it mitaita. And that's what she said. That they heard later from Zippora with the Maisa Veldad Umeidad and said with the other Vivian. You know, they, the poor women that are married to these guys. They said, what? And then they understood something is strange. So, but the Atapo Amori Madi is not a question. I always say people bring riyas to their paths in life from Hashgach. If God whispered in your ear, you couldn't trust what he said. Forget about Hashgach. Obviously, a guy decides to do the most horrible things in the world. All of a sudden, all the Hashgach works out perfectly. Look at this, God, mom. You're right, 100%. Why not? Sure, exactly. Just had the push. Yeah, amazing. Okay. So anyway, so getting back now to this sugya, so that was number one. Then shiberat aluchot. My dorash, where did he get the idea he should break the luchos? Omar umat pesach shurachad mishesh miot v'shlosh yisrei mitzvot amra torah kol ben nechar lo yochal bo. If pesach is only one of the mitzvahs, and nonetheless the fact that someone is libon nitnacher with darash of kol ben nechar, that his heart is far from the Lord, he is not allowed to participate in the Achilah of the Korban Pesach. So over here, the luchos contain the shorish of all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So you have Kol HaTorah Kula, and Yisrael and Matzev are being mumrim. It means they're not holding by a darga to be able to use this thing. Al Achat Kama V'Kama, Yiskima Da'ato La'Data Makom, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him, Dechtiv Asher Shibarta, What's this? Asher Shibarta? Asher is certification. Yishur. Yi Asher. You should be strong. Yi Asher Kochachash Shibarta. I'm very grateful to you. It was the right thing to do. Yes?
So wouldn't that explain not to give to them? Why not? Does it explain breaking it?
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, it could be there's no other way to block access. If it's there, they'll get it. It's very much like it's the Eitz HaChaim. Torah is Eitz HaChaim. So the same way that by Adam HaRishon, Pen Yishlach Yadov Yikach Mi Eitz HaChaim, you have the same situation with Torah. You know, you have to do something to make it impossible. That's all that he could do. No, I mean, it's a very serious thing, because we have a tendency to mechanically take on things that we have no connection to. Just like we do Averis that we have no connection to. You can't really sleep with your neighbor's wife. Right, but it's mechanically you can. People would think they have a mechanic. I mean, you see people today, even with the Torah we have, it's mechanical. Take the Torah, they think they have the Torah. No connection to the Torah. It's an amazing thing. Okay, so this was the only thing to do. You break it.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, same exactly.
What does Yasher Kacha mean?
Yasher, may your strength be straightforward. Be stronger. It's like an Ishur. I'm giving you certification. It's the mocha of the idea of certification. I'm behind you on this. May you be strong. So that's the... By the way, I should mention that Rashi does not seem to agree with the Tosfos in that whole... in his whole analysis that he had done it before and so on, because Rashi says Beferish not here, but elsewhere Rashi says Beferish that Meisha Pirish Minaisha Miyad Acher Kabbalah Satera, and not that it was. In other words, he doesn't have this whole cheshbon that it must have been, he had to have done it on his own, and then only his Kima Daita. Oh,
yeah.
Right, so he has he's going to have to deal with the Tosfos questions. And Osif Yomachad Bidato, my Darash, where did he get the idea that he should have 3 days of Prisha instead of two? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after all, only told him V'kidashtem Hayom U'machar. Hayom U'machar means only today and tomorrow, which is 2 days. And he said on the third day, what's the pshat? He darshaned, if it says Hayom U'machar, then it means that the Hayom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referring to has to be similar to Machar. Just like Machar is a full day, Leilo Imo, Afayom, Leilo Imo, he understood therefore that HaKadosh Baruch Hu must mean a full day and another full day, which excludes today, because Laila de Aydin Anafikle, it's already post the night of today. So Shemaimina, Trey Yumilevar Me Aydinah. So you see that it's 2 days besides today. Viskimada, Toledata Makom, how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed? Because he didn't show up. At least if he did, nobody knows. The Lo Shari Ashkina at Shabbata. The Shkina was only in Shaira on Shabbos, which was the third day from there, not the second day. What's wrong?
The Ramsha was the original assumption, but he had, was it more? But here,
whatever.
Iskima Dato would seem to be, it was different. Here, it's Limut was.
Not necessarily. Iskima Dato could mean that I agree all along. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu backs his determination. Either way, however you understand his Kima Daita, it's true. I mean, Lamaisa is the other problem. To show up when no one is there is not exactly effective. I mean, I imagine I could have spoken. They knew that no one was going to show up. Right?
Hayom,
a day and it's right. Post and the
so,
day after.
So Hayom is today, can't be,
can't
Hayom,
be today.
Machar.
Right.
And Machar is the day after.
What's the Pella? We do this all the time in the Gemara. God says one thing. He certainly doesn't mean that. He means this.
I wonder if he means, about you know, Yom B'Layla instead of Layla B'Yom. I wonder if he does those 2 days there, you know. But Layla follows Yom. Hashem says, you've got this problem, Hayom. Essentially Hayom. So Hayom, you must say that it must be that, you know, Layla follows Yom.
Right, but since normally we have Leilo Imo, which we would have Machar, we don't have today, it's not going to be similar no matter how you learn it. Even so, the Mikzas Hayom is already Yotze also. I mean, there are two Mikzas. It's not a Yom Sholem. It doesn't make sense. It has to be. But it's amazing because Western civilization has become very literal. Very, very literal minded. It's an interesting thing. They think that the Gemara is splitting hairs when it does this kind of thing. They don't know how to speak. They say, take everything without context, without analysis. The whole idea of Lashon HaKodesh is that a word means something that is much more complex and contextual than its immediate meaning. And it's called Terekula is like that. And it's so different. You see it when you try to communicate, particularly with Americans. They have no idea what you're talking about because they take everything literally, which is amazing. And then metaphors, darn metaphors, and context is in context. I mean, the misquotes, the misunderstandings, and that's the media. It's an amazing idea. It's all the West. They live off of a media which any intelligent person understands. I'm going to judge based on this absurd quote out of context. So I'm going to know something about the sugya. Nonsense.
Not midrashim.
It's kol ha-terekula. It's to break things open and to understand what it is.
The way people see midrashim as must have
been. Right. Yeah. Exactly. It's silly.
But these It implies that it would have been up to him to do it, the two or the three.
Yeah, this is the problem. The Tosis points out earlier that it can't be an absolute thing that follows that Mida Shatar and the Dreshes, because otherwise it's not Midaita. That's what's his kasha. What about the Kavachorma? Why Midaita? It's Kavachorma is one of the Midas. It's the same, because there's a Pircha in the Kavachorma. So obviously here also, it's also Midaita. There's other ways of looking at it, as you suggested. Maybe we don't care about the Yomi. Okay, so ultimately it's a judgment call. So it's my judgment call. That's Das. This is my judgment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. Shabbat. Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer, Beit Shammai Omerim Shnei Zecharim U'Shtei Nekevot. So Rabbi Natan, there's actually two versions, we'll see Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is a different version in which Beit Shammai holds like Beit Hillel plus. And Beit Hillel says Zachar v'Nekeva is enough. But Beit Shammai saying you need two Zachar. Then what he meant was not two Zachar alone. Two Zachar plus two Nekeva. Omer Ravuna, my time in the Rabbi Natan, a little bit of Beit Shammai. What would be the logic of such a position? Dichtiv v'tosef laledet et achiv et hevel. So et achiv, et hevel. Okay, so that's et is always marva, a female here. That which is along with achiv. And that which is along with Hevel. So that means she now has Hevel v'achoto and Kain v'achoto. So she apparently had two females, Chava, and two males, Uktiv. And then it says, Ki shatli Elohim zera acher, tachat Hevel ki harago Kain. So she's calling this replacement value. Replacement value is 4-1. That's what she says. So I now have sufficient to replace that which was lost. In other words, that means to take the place of one generation, you require two males or two females. So it's a different way of looking at replacement. I'm like, what's this tachat? Why is that tachat ever? The Rabbanan says she didn't mean to say technical replacement value, that there was a need to replace. She was speaking emotionally. Do you the Kodina? She was just being made at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That I thought all was lost, and that he not only was gave me new, but takes the place, maybe more. So, but it doesn't imply necessarily that the Chiyav of Piriyav Arivya is literal replacement. Tanya Idach, another Rabbi Natan has a shot, in that Beit Shammai is the one who says Zachar Nekeva. And Beit Hillel says either a Zachar Nekeva. So that there indeed, replacing oneself with one individual is sufficient. Omar Rava, my time, and Rabbi Natan, a little bit of Beit Hillel. Until now, we understood Beit Hillel was based on Briat Olam, so it was Zachar Nekeva, okay? Now you're telling me either male or female. What then would be the logic of such a position? Shenema lo tohu vira'ah l'shevet yitzara. Look, basically in Yeshayahu we see an expansion of the concept of Purifu. Because there he says God did not create the world for falling into simple chaos in which there was no settlement. It was made to be settled, which means that we need to have humans that settle it. That's called Yeshiva, is human settlement. Well, so if that's what Piri Varivya is for, so he did that. In other words, if I would have thought that period of Arivia is to ensure biological continuity, so finally it's up to me to have his offer in a cave like Briat Olam. But here it says, and we understand that one is Megala on the other, it's necessary to see to it that the world continues with people. Fine, I did that. So it's Nafkamina, Zachar, Nekeva, there's people around. And then I did my share. So I replaced myself. That's what's important. We've got to keep this process moving. So he did that. He did his shevet. An interesting question. Somebody has children as a goy, and then he's mitgayir. Says Reb Yochanan, is Mekayim Piriyavariva, because he already has children. So assuming that the concept of children is biological, so he has biological children. What's the nafkamina, whether it's part of his being a Jew? Rish Lakish Amar Loki Imperia Verivya. Rish Lakish says, no, he is not Mekayim Imperia Verivya.
Because Gershon et Gayer is Kekatan Shinoladam. This is like a new person. Where was he ever Mekayim his mitzvah? V'yazdilatamayo. The truth is, this is a shita that they argue with in general, Ditma. There's another issue besides Spirit of Arivia. Does he have now a Bechor? He has his first child as a Jew. Is that first child a Bechor? Or what's a child a Bechor if he has other children? So there Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein lo Bechor l'nachala, which is consistent with Rabbi Yochanan Shita that we have here. His children as a Goy are considered to be children. So therefore his firstborn as a Jew is not a firstborn, because the firstborn is intimately related to a biological firstborn. That's how I understand Piri of Arabia. So in lo b'chol l'nachla d'havilei reshit ono. Again, reshit ono, the word on is associated with virility. So that's biological. So reshit ono already is past. The fact that he's now, for the first time, enters into the world of dinim of b'chayra and so on is irrelevant. Resh lakish amar, yesh lo b'chol l'nachla, but he's starting all over again. Gereshin et gayer ki katan sheno l'adom. So, wait a minute, so why indeed, if this is consistent, so why do we need to argue both in Yonim? I mean, can't any idiot figure out that if they're arguing one of them, so that it would follow by necessity, it would argue on the other, not necessarily. But Tzricha, we need for them to argue about both of these sugyas, the din of Vechera, and the din of being Yotzi Yerchi of a period of a Rivio. Why do I need both? Because the Iyash Minim Ba'ayika Maita, if you're going to tell me what we said about Piri of Arivia, where Rabbi Yochanan said, you're Yotze, maybe by Yikam Rabbi Yochanan, maybe only there would Rabbi Yochanan be referring to the children that they had, Begayutan, as being Yotze, the Chiev, is Mishum de Meikara Nami B'nei Piri of Arivia Ninu. Before they became Jewish, didn't God say Pur Avu to the world? I mean, so those were not Jews. I mean, Adam Arishu wasn't a Jew. Noach wasn't. It was a Ben Noach. So all the children that were B'nai Noach were told Pruervu. So if that's the case, there's an inyan of Pruervu that applies to Nachrim. Tosfos says it's clear from the Gemara Sanhedrin that Piri of Arivia is not one of the mitzvahs. I'm one of Shem mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So there's no chiyav. This is Befer. There's no chiyav of Piri of Arivia. But the Chiev is not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about the fact of Piri of Arivia. Since, after all, especially as we just saw in terms of Lashevas Yitzhara, there is something that has to do with the facts. If it has to do with the facts, so then the question over here is not that you're Yetzi the mitzvah, how can you be Yetzi the mitzvah as a guy, but that the shear of the mitzvah is already there. So it's an afkamina. In other words, you're saying, I have to have children. The Torah cannot be mitzvah me to have children, obviously. Because it's not in my hands to have children. So all that it's saying is that a person should continue to live in such a way that he could have children. Once he has those children, she's a Mekayim his mitzvah. So if that's the case, even though, in other words, there's no act that allows me to be Mekayim having children. All I can do is hechsher that children should come, but I can't build children. So therefore, we need to understand the shiur of the children as being the shiur of the mitzvah. This is the p'tur. Do I have the children? I have the children. He said, but you weren't yotzei the mitzvah. I'm never yotzei the mitzvah. It's just that if I have this, I'm pointed for the mitzvah. That's the point. I already have it. This is what the Torah wants. So therefore, here too, the period of Arivia, I already have the shear. The shear is the Zohar in a cave I had as a goy. I have that. So what am I b'chuyav on now? That's all. No. Absolutely not. No, he said it, but it's not a mitzvah. The Gemara learns that in Sanhedrin. It's not a tzivui. Unless it's repeated afterwards to them. So when it comes to Piri of Arivia, they're included in Piri of Arivia. Again, not because of a chuyev, but they're included in period of Arabia, and we find that their children are called their children, particularly, as opposed to human beings. We find among the Akum that a child is called the child of so-and-so, which if there were no real relationship to the idea of period of Arivia, then it would be irrelevant that the child is the child of so-and-so, because we don't look for genetic continuity. What would be the point of being Miyachis then? So therefore, they're included in period of Arivia. Abilin Yan Nachalai might have thought that maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree that since when it comes to defining the nature of Bechora, the Lav B'nei Nachalaninu, they're certainly not included in the din of the Bechor. They do have a Nachala, because Midiraisa, a Nochri, is Yoresh Es Oviv, that we learn out of our Torah. But there's no din of Bechera. In other words, when it comes to a Goy, a female is Yoresh, exactly the same as a male. There's no din that a Bechor gets Bishlaim. All of our concepts of Nachala do not apply. So if that's the case, maybe Enoch Inani, vis-a-vis the din of Bechora, they're not included, and therefore we should start over again. Because only now does this Ger enter into the world of Bechora. So now we should count the Bechora. Kamashman, even there, he argues. So I would have thought any more Ilarech Lokish Kamashman than not. V'yitmar Baha, on the other hand, suppose it only would have told us the Machlokus of the case of whether he has a din of Bechor, I would say, well, obviously it's here that Reish Lakish would disagree with Rabbi Yochanan because of the fact that the Ger never had a din of Bechorah before. Avo Bahi, maybe in terms of whether he had children before, Ema Modelele Rabbi Yochanan, maybe there he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that since the Goy also obviously has personal children that are called after him, so maybe he was Yotzei, even now that he becomes a Ger. Kamashram, and even so, Reish Lakish says, Gershinet Gayer, Kikatan Shinolak.
I recall this Ramban that says, At Matatari,
what idea of Prayer Yuri is also giving up the service of the Torah to our future generations. It's like part of the Prayer Yuri.
I don't remember
it. It would
be wonderful if you could show it to me. I simply don't remember. If the Goyim with Gayer, what's his children? Don't
tell him what's
his children?
No.
No. And if you were to have a son after, mm-hmm. does that son?
They're all kikatam shenayim adam. Mm-hmm.
If he has a son after it, does that son become before over?
That's what the machlokes is. That's what we're talking about. That's what the Yochanan Reish Lakish is machlokes. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish, you hold that it's not considered to be your son. Doesn't it say Be'etahi Shalach Berodach Baladan Ben Baladan Melach Babel? What does that mean? That Berodach Baladan is Baladan Junior. So I mean, obviously this is Baladan's son. So what are you saying? I mean, he didn't become unsunned, did he? After he would be Mizgayer, says Reish Lakish. Why not? Be'yotanah Dekochavim Itlu Chayes. Enoch Inani, while they are in the status of being of the Kochavim, then their yachas to previous generations is certainly 100%. You're right. This is their period of Arivia. It's his sons. But Nitgayeru Enem Chayes, the moment that they are Nitgayer, they now completely cut off any relations that they had to the biological antecedents. And it's as if they appeared out of nowhere, and they start all over again. They have no parents. This is the reason Odomarishan has no parents. Ultimately, we start over. Omar Rav, Hakol Modim be'Eved she'en lo chayes. Everybody agrees that an Eved for sure is not considered to have any relationship to his antecedents. Dichtiv. So if Eliezer Eved Avram is told to sit there with the donkey, so, and the word im always means with, meaning on the same level as opposed to et, which is often used when it's not at the same level, which by the way in Parshas Bilam we just saw the major difference whether you're going es ha'anashim or im ha'anashim, which is what changed between the tzivui and the alicha. So over here, it would mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Eliezer Eved Avram comes from an Am that is Domet and a Chamor. Some don't even, some learn that the word should be Im. Im, meaning HaDomet LeChamor, not Am HaDomet LeChamor. But okay, most people read it. Am HaDomet LeChamor is a play on the word Im HaChamor, means Am HaDomet LeChamor.
Referring to Ishmael or
to to the Eved, to the Knan. Meisvei, how could that be? V'letziva chamisha asar banim. Now wait a second. Tziva was an Eved Knani. It was Mepiboshes as Eved Knani, and it says that he had 15 sons and 20 avadim. So if an Eved has 15 sons, so apparently he does have chiyas. How can you say everybody's greater than not? So the Gemara said the fact that he has 15 sons means something. Omer Bach Bar Yaakov, Kippar ben Bakar. Doesn't the Torah refer to a par, to be the ben of a Bakar? No. So here also, Tziva has 15 sons. It's a Chamor doesn't have sons. A Chamor has sons. But it doesn't mean that they're Mesiaches. Wait a minute, so then what was the question of Barodach Baladan ben Baladan and all of that? Oh, please. Shiny awesome. Yachsinu B'Shmaya. B'Shmada Abu, and all over here, all we're saying is he had sons. Animals have sons. But if there were saying, this is Mr. So-and-so, the son of so-and-so, senior, that's not par ben bakar. I mean, you're not selling, and this is Nelly's firstborn, George. In Hebrew, they're called bonim, or it says ben bakar. Does it say ben bakar? Okay, so let me say, bakar has a ben. There you go. But Hachalom Mefarish, all it says is that the Bakar has Banim. Hibayit Ema, or the, maybe even more, maybe you could say that Yachsinu Beduchta Achrita Beavunu Ba'aba Deavun. I understand your problem. You know, your problem is that the idea of Barodach Baladan Ben Baladan may just simply be identification. You're saying if it's identification, it could still be Par Ben Bakar, and you want to identify which Bakar. So you have one Bakar called Baladan, so we have another Bakar called Barodach Baladan. But you find elsewhere that the Torah goes out of its way to give an entire yichus of who this person is. This is why Yishalchem HaMelech Asa El Ben Hadad, Ben Tavrimon, Ben Chazayon. I mean, that's already not Par Ben Bakar, obviously. So we're giving a line here that follows previous generations. Melech HaRama Yosheb Damasek. Lemor. So apparently, there's no way to say that it's not Chias. That's real Chias. Ijma. Hayulo Banim Umeitu. How about somebody had children, but they died? So, again, the question is, what are we talking about? Are we talking about replacement value in the world? And remember, it's not a question of having been mekayim your mitzvah. It's very important to realize this. If it was mekayim your mitzvah, nafkamina, they died, they didn't die. I was mekayim my mitzvah. No. The point is that children are a pturer from the mitzvah, not a kiyum of the mitzvah. So now the shayla is it having had the child that's a pturer? Or is it the ongoing existence of the child? The moment that existence stops, so now the mitzvah again was not mekuyam, and you have to continue to act in such a way that might allow it to be mekuyam. What would be the din? Rav Huna says, doesn't matter. You were mekayim period of Arivia, and that's all there is to it. Rav Yochanan says, lo kiyam. Rav Huna says, look, what you're assuming is that period of Arivia, the function of period of Arivia is measured in terms of the sustainability, the biological sustainability of the earth. And that's not true. The real meaning of period of Arivia is the development of new generations. And we see this from Rav Asi. The Omer Rav Asi, Ein Ben David, Ba Ach Yichalu Kol HaNishamot Shebaguf. There is a container in the sky which contains souls. And since souls do not exist without bodies, the name of the container is body. And therefore, the idea in the ultimate development of the earth is for all of that potential to be realized. So if you want to speak about the ultimate geula and the gilui kveit shamayim, we need to go through what needs to be done in order for each element of that information to be expressed in the real world. Okay, I did that. I mean, the real world isn't meant to go on forever. It's a temporary situation. So fine, this piece of information existed temporarily, and I mean, if it was 1 year or 90 years, this existed, I did that, I'm Potter. Who's to say that there's a chi of a biological sustainability? So if this is the idea, Rav Asi is correct, then that's a statistical issue, biological sustainability. And my job is only to worry about information. So this new genetic example of the human prototype is my contribution. Thank you very much. I understood as soon as he was born that he was going to die. It's not my responsibility to see to it that a child lives forever, obviously. I can't even take care of myself. So that's not up to me. And therefore, I was mekayem my mitzvah. Shenema ki ruach melefanai ya'atov neshamot ani asiti. So that's the ruach that comes. I made the neshamot. Now these ruchot have to go out and to be expressed, and I did that. Rabbi Yochanan says, but you're forgetting the other pasuk. What about lo sovera l'shevet yitzara, which implies that there is a specific need not for new information, but for continued sustenance. So right now, you're living in a world that is not being maintained by you, because you're not leaving over something that will continue the world to, should continue now biologically. You're responsible to do that. You're right, you can't do it. You can't do it forever, but you could certainly see to it as long as you are alive that when you die, there is something that will sustain the world to take your place. Now you know that that child didn't survive, so now you have to replace it.
The Shevet Yitzhara is a definition of Puruvu.
Right. Or that it's at least a Gilui Milsa of what Puruvu needs to achieve. I mean, Rav Asi is also looking for Gilui Milsa Kiruach Lufanayato. It's not literally a definition. But it points out to what does the Torah want to achieve. So one is looking in terms of the achievement of information value, which in the end is what's necessary for Gula. But we understand that the world is a process that requires building greater levels of complexity until such time as we've expressed what needs to be expressed, which pointed can now reach its completion. That's what Puruvu is about. The opening says, boy, that's a quantum leap. I mean, Puruvu may just be about biology. V'horayat says, so lo sovera. In which case, you need the Shevet Yitzharabi, and if Alevi, you don't have that, if you don't have that, then your mitzvah is still active. Meisve. B'nei banim harehen kebanim. So now, b'nei banim harehen kebanim means over here that if, let's say, a man has a son, now that son dies. So then what you have over here is that if that son has now a son, so if that's the case, we add that son to the daughter that's still alive. And so in which case, the father would not, the grandfather, in other words, of that child, is no longer chayev in Birya Verivya, because there was a son there. But if not, we wouldn't have been able to add it. Right? So in other words, if it wouldn't have been that we had a replacement, it's saying over here, no replacement, no value. Listen, why no value? I did my job. Ravuna said, I had the son. Why does it say over here, I need the grandson to take the place of the son that isn't? That's not my business. So you see clearly that we're looking for sustainability. In which case, if you have a grandson, so fine, that replaces what was lost. But if not, again, it's your business to see to it that we have sustainability. And you didn't. It seems to be impossible for Rebuta to answer this. Meitachad miyam. Oshen nimtza saris. And if it turns out that one of them dies, or he himself is sterile, Loki and Piri Verivia. Wow. So in other words, a sterile child doesn't count. If the idea is information, sterility is irrelevant. Tiyufta Ravuna Tiyufta. That's it. I mean, Ravuna is hopeless with this. Because clearly what we're looking for is biological sustainability. Otherwise, the question of whether a neshama happens to be involved in a goof that's sterile or not is completely irrelevant. I mean, this is impossible. So Ravuna indeed doesn't have an answer to this. Okay, by the way, say B'nai Banima.
Yes? Neshama Shiva Goof, we're saying clearly that every neshama was created at creation. Created, right?
Everything is created at creation. Nothing is created new. I mean, that's obviously the world, the universe exists. So the question now is the expression of that potential. All that we're saying is that potential itself is only conceivable in the context of a goof, which is an astounding thing. I mean, that we call the container of potential a body. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. Such a gilui of how the Torah views the nature of it.
I mean, this is retroactive. I mean, we would know initially the child is sorry, so it could come up 15, 16 years later.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Ocean nimsa saris. B'nei banim areihem kibana. Now, what exactly does that mean? Sovra baya lememra, bro lebro, ubarta labarta. Baya felt that means, look, if I need a zocher in a cave, and the zocher is replaced by a zocher, so that he died and left a son, or the nekeva is replaced by a nekeva, fine. The koshikein brola barta, and for sure we would accept a replacement son for a daughter, because we always view the possibility of two bonim as being even better than a ben vabat. So it's whatever we talk about in terms of the potential of whatever we're trying to fill the world with, we're assuming that Zecharim are better for. But a Barta Livra, lo. The Tosafot says there's a contradiction, because we saw that two Zecharim are not considered to be the equivalent of a Ben Ubat, the way Rashi was learning in Beit Shammai, right? In Beit Hillel. You can't replace the bot with a ben, so why all of a sudden can you now say kosher? Can you replace it? Doesn't seem to make any sense over here. So yes, we mechalik. The Gros says, actually, whatever nice lumbus you say, it would be easier to just look at the correct girsa. So the correct girsa, according to the Gros, he brings the Rambam, clearly says this. Aval brola barto barto levro lo, not kosher. Exact opposite. Says, and that answers Tosafos' kasha now, doesn't it? Okay. But I mean, otherwise we're going to have to say that there's an afkamina between someone who's replacing the first stage of the Ptura period of Arivia, so it doesn't reinstitute the Chiyav period of Arivia, versus the actual Yetzia Yedei Chiyav, which is difficult, has all kinds of ramifications in terms of how to understand the shear of the mitzvah. Because the part is all we're looking for is a shear, should make an enough kamina. Okay.
So according to the Gros Girsa, you know, if you have a brahla mabata and brahla bakalava, it's no good. What if they're both, you know, you have both? So
let's first finish the circuit, because we're going to be asking. Omar Le Rava says, Rava, but I thought the whole issue is Le Shevet Yitzharab Inan Ve'aika. Now this is remarkable. In other words, whatever defines your initial chiyuv, we understand that the reason that the period of Arivia kicks in again is only because, as Rabbi Yochanan says, you need the Leshevet Yitzhara. But the element of Leshevet Yitzhara is certainly addressed by either sex, because they're mityashvim. Therefore, it shouldn't matter. Without needing to explain the original Chiyav period of Arivia, which indeed may be learned from Brias Ha'olam and so on, the fact that I'm not satisfied with a continued existence, with the one-time existence, is only because of L'Shevas. So then to be Yotzi L'Shevas, I'm Yotzi L'Shevas with either sex. And therefore it shouldn't matter. But anyway, is it not true that clearly everybody's agreeing over here, the Kuli Amamiyas, Trei Michad Lo. There's no question that you cannot be Mekayim, your mitzvah of Piri of Arivia, if you lost son and daughter, but have a grandson and a granddaughter from one. Right? So let's say a man has a son who then has a son and a daughter. And he also has a daughter. Both his son and daughter died, leaving two grandchildren, a son and a daughter, a grandson and a granddaughter. So there, if the idea would be, again, replacement value, so it should be okay, but it's not. We're looking specifically, brala brala, or barta la barta, or either way, the other way. But nobody suggested that one child having two children could take the place of two children. That's remarkable. But is that true? The low? Didn't the Rabbanan say to Rav Sheshes, who only had a daughter? So they said to him, how come you don't get married, Nesiv, Itat Avalik Boni? You should marry a woman and have sons. V'amalahu, and he told them, B'nei Barti B'nainu, my grandchildren are my children. So his daughter had plenty of children. So he said, I was already yotzi with her. What do I have to have more children for? No. Rav Sheshes was just embarrassed to address the issue. He was the Kliya Kamatz that was pushing them off. The truth is, Rav Sheshes was sterile. The reason he became sterile because Rav Huna's shiurim. They were so long that he sat there and he got so many urinary infections from never going to the bathroom because he was embarrassed to walk out in the middle of shiur that he ended up destroying his reproductive system too. So he didn't want to discuss it with anybody, so he made pretend that he felt he was yotze, but he hadn't really been yotze. So it was the Yarkin with Pirkei Rav Huna. Omale Rabba L'Rava Bar Mori.
Wouldn't he have to go out anyway?
Yeah,
what can you do? He wasn't, well, maybe he didn't listen, but he wasn't going to embarrass. He wasn't going to embarrass Rav Huna. What do you think? All things are in context. Omer le Rabba L'Rava Bar Mori. How do we know that grandchildren have the same din of children we're talking over here, Lagabe Piria Viridia? The truth is, as Rashi points out, the Gemara is not interested in proving that a son's son are kiboni, because that was obvious. He's only interested in knowing that a daughter's son's are kibonim, because that's not obvious. He doesn't explain why. There's a lot of discussion among the Afrenim about why does Rashi say that that's obvious and we don't need to bring any proof. There's a lot of different approaches. One of the most beautiful is in the Yud Gimel Midas. Poker avon avot al banim. Achile shivad ribayim. It calls them banim. It doesn't call them nebanim. So let's take it for granted that al banim is, however many generations, it's still called banim. What's the difference? But how do you know it's the same? How do you know b'nei b'necha is b'necha? I don't know, but that's a kasha. I mean, why does it have to say b'nei b'necha? Let it say only b'necha. So Adarabba, we do learn out from the fact that the Torah needed to say b'nei b'necha, that there's two completely different dinim in Talmud Torah. There's a different halacha for ben, and a different halacha ben aben. If it wouldn't have been for this pasuk, it would have been the same halacha, and it's not. Because by a ben, you're b'chuyif to hire somebody, and by a grandson, you're not b'chuyif to hire somebody. It's a completely different din. By the ben, you're b'chuyif to see to it that he knows Torah. And by the ben aben, you're b'chuyif only to teach him Torah. But that's because we have that extra pasuk. Otherwise, the pasuk would be a kasha. Okay. There's other approaches as well, but anyway, this is what Rashi. I mean, the other approach, main approach, it accesses the halacha of mishpacha that we've had all along. Notice we understand that agave all din in mishpacha to av is called mishpacha. We saw before mishpacha to im inakuya mishpacha, and if that's the case, I mean, in terms of all of the senses and nachalas and so on, maybe inakinami the ben abat is not called a ben. I mean, that's really the most reasonable thing, that all along we assume that family consists of ben, acher, ben. So how do we know indeed that what the Gemara here is assuming, that a ben habat is also kibanim? Says Rashi. It's because of Laban, who says, these are my daughters, and these are all my sons. He's talking about grandchildren. Elami atavat son soni, oh, says that son is his. I mean, that's also b'nei hatzon ke habailin. What is that supposed to be? Yardinami. I mean, all he's saying is that ultimately you got everything. You started from me. You bought it from me. And you owe me everything you got. That's what he's saying. So it means de kanita minoi. Orchanami de kanita minoi. It means that this is something that you got from me. It's very interesting that Rabbeinu Bachya on that pasuk says that Lavan is a big liar. And he was misrepresenting things because he was assuming that b'nei banot have a din of banim. But they don't. And he's really relying on the Yerushalmi, the Rabbeinu Bachya. Yerushalmi says b'nei banot are not considered to be banim. And I mean, why can't you say love on the holds of the Bavli? I mean, after all, where does he live, you know? But he doesn't even say this teretz about the kanita minoi or anything like that. He's a phony. He misrepresented the situation. It's interesting that the Gra brings halacha lemaisa that there's no thiyuv of kibud for a grandparent, a maternal grandparent, based on this. Only a paternal grandparent. It's based on the Yerushalmi, not the way we come out of here.
What's the name of the daughter? Why is the daughter?
You mean on your cakes you put the candle of frog in?
Rashi only had daughters and we had her as men in town.
Yeah, but look what happens to them. They put on talisim and everything.
Yeah. Some wisdom in
public. By previous Larayas, it's the mother kissing your maternal and grandmother also.
Yeah, that could be a different thing, though. That's Abraham Mokam Shem, Ein Nefesh Shalada Mechamad Atam. It's not necessarily connected to Chiyas. Anyway, what's the Raya, says the Gemara Miha? The Achar Bachetzron of Bat Machira Vigilat. So here we had a marriage of Chetzron from Yehuda to a woman who was the daughter of Machir, so she was from Menashe, but Teled Lo Eskuv, and she had a child called Seguv. Now the truth is that the Pasuk ends Kol Elu B'nei Machir. So that enough is enough of a right. Actually, Akronim asked, what do you need to look further? It says Beferish Kol Elu B'nei Machir. So that means that way. Uchsiv. It says Beferish that Mini Machir Yerdu Mechokakim. What's the pshat? From Machir came Mechokakim. But the problem is, Mechir cannot have Mechokakim. Because it says Yehuda Mechokakim. So that means that Machir ben Menashe is not Shaykh to being Mechokak. Only Yehuda is Shaykh to being Mechokak. So you see from here that they're called Mechokakim because of Chetzron. It was from Yehuda. But they were all from daughters. So it's a raya that it's considered to be Mityakes also to Chetzron. So B'nei Banot are also considered to be Banim. Now, Masnis in the Lafkar of Yeshua, the Mishnah, getting back to the original deity that we had yesterday, where the Gemara says that we see from here that the din is a din in Piri of Arivia, but not a din in Isha. Right? If that's the case, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Because according to Rabbi Yoshua, both Isha and Piri of Arivia, so either Pirish in the Mishnah that we had won't work out. Both Piri of Arivia and Isha are chal on a person even in his old age, even if he was already mekayim his mitzvah. The Tanya Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Nasa Adam Isha b'yaldutot, Yisa Isha b'zetnutot. A man was married in his youth, he has to marry once again in his old age. And if he had children as a youngster, he should have children as an old man. You never know which one is going to work, nor do you know whether they may be interdependent. So if you don't have both, you'll end up with nothing. Rabbi Akiva says this means also bonim in the sense of talmidim, and the isha in the sense of Torah. Lamat Torah b'yalduto, someone who learned Torah in his youth, yilmot Torah b'ziknuto. Hayulo talmidim b'yalduto, yilo talmidim b'ziknuto. Shenema babok ezra zarecha, and indeed they say about Rabbi Akiva himself. Shneimasar elef zugim talmidim hayulo l'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 chavrusas of talmidim. Migevet ad antipatris. The kulam. What?
Antipatris is a fake Rosh Hashanah. Biblical is fake and Rosh Hashanah is today.
You mean it's in Barnea's neighborhood?
I don't know where Geddes is.
Oh. So then it's only partially in Barnea's neighborhood. The kulam made to the perekechad, they all died. As we know, the Gemara says later, we pass out Tzatzeret. Shalona agu, mi ben shalona agu kavod zelazet. And the world was desolate of Torah until Rabbi Akiva in his old age came Lahem, he taught them, that was Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamoa.
What was
that? They were the ones who built Torah at that moment, which means person has 24,000 talmidim. Believe me, Rabbi Akiva was convinced he's already cured the ills of the world, and they all disappeared. The same thing, Rachman al Islam, people could have families, 20 children. Happened recently in Europe. Everything is fine. There's no children all over the continent. They're not going to get all of them. They got all of them. And they have to go and start over again, exactly like Rabbi Akiva. So, how you know, buddy, that y'all do so? In Chayodea, you never know. And therefore, there's no such thing as saying, I'm Mekayim, and they was trying to Mekayim. Wait a minute. If we said that they don't survive, you're not Mekayim. So you know what's going to be. Om Reb Chama Bar Abba, Vitem Reb Chia Bar Abin, Kulam Metu Mitara Ah, they all died a terrible death. Mai Om Reb Nachman Asker, I wish like a diphtheria kind of disease. Om Reb Matna, Halachar, to Reb Yeshua, that's how we pass. You can't be sinner on having children, not to have other children. Omer Rabbi Tanchum, Omer Rabbi Chaniloi, Kol Adam Shein Lo Isha Sharui, Belo Simcha, Belo Bracha, Belo Tova. Someone who lives without a woman has no joy, has no blessings, has no good. Belo Simcha, Dechiv Sabach, Ve'atau Ve'techa. You see that Simcha is only if there's also a wife to the Rosh. This is in terms of coming up to Yerushalayim, using your Maisa Sheni money. What do you mean, Atah Beisecha? What was your Beisecha doing there? She's not Bechuyah. Must be because there's no other way to be happy. Below Bracha, Bechiv Laniach Bracha, El Beisecha. So a Bracha is called only on a bite. Below Tova, Bechiv Lo Tova Yot Adam Levado. In Eretz Yisroel, they add below Torah and below Choma. Below Torah dechtiv, ha'im ein ezrati bi, do I not have my ozer, says Iyov, which is my wife, v'tushia nitcha mimeni. Torah is always called tushia, that's my ability to understand and to use the world, and apparently tushia indeed nitcha mimeni. He's saying, is it that I don't have a wife that I'm not able to produce? So you see that a woman is like a wall. This is our minhag at the chasidim, surrounding, walking around seven times, like Chomat Yericho. This is Nekevat the Soviet Gever. Rava Barula adds below Shalom. Shalom ohalecha ufakata navecha velo techet. All right, stop a little early. It's getting late.